出埃及记三十二章
Exodus chapter 32。
我们要从第九节看到十三节。
Let's read from verse 9 to 13。
三十二章第九节到第十三节。
Chapter 32, verse 9 to 13。
我念给弟兄姊妹听。
I read it to the saints。
耶和华对摩西说：“我看这百姓真是应着景象的百姓，你且由着我。”我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。摩西便恳求耶和华他的神说：耶和华啊，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是你用大力和大能的手从埃及地领出来的，为什么使埃及人议论说他领他们出去是要降祸于他们，把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭，求你转意，不发你的烈怒，后悔不降祸于你的百姓，求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列，你曾指着自己起誓说，我必使你们的后裔像天上的星那样多，并且我所应许的这地必给你们的后裔，他们要永远承受为业。于是耶和华后悔不把所说的祸降于他的百姓。第二处我们念撒母耳记上。
Second portion is Second Samuel.
十七章。
Chapter 17. Second Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
第四节。
Verse 4.
到十一节。
Verse 11.
翻到以后我们一口同声来念。
Let's read all together.
从非利士营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高六肘零一虎口，头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲重五千舍克勒，腿上有铜护膝，两肩之中背负铜戟，枪杆粗如织布的七轴，铁枪头重六百舍克勒，有一个拿盾牌的人在他前面走。哥利亚对着以色列的军队站立，呼叫说：你们出来摆队伍做什么呢？我不是非利士人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间拣选一人，使他下到我这里来，他若能与我战斗，将我杀死，我们就做你的仆人。我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们就做我的仆人，服侍我。那非利士人又说：我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人的这些话，就惊惶，极其害怕。我们再读二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
大卫站在旁边的人说：有人杀这非利士人，除掉子路怎样待他呢？这位受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵。好，我们读圣经就读到这里。今天早上我们想借着摩西和大卫他们两个人所说的话，我们来看这两个人的心。
Let's see the heart of these two people, Moses and David.
摩西和大卫都是两个，他们两个都是非常丰富的人。
Moses and David are two persons that are very rich.
我们不可能一个早上来思想这两个人。
It is impossible for us to meditate on these two persons this morning.
所以今天我们只要看他们两个人所说的两句话。
Rather, we just want to meditate on the words spoken by them.
主要的是来看为什么这两个人可以讨神的喜悦。
How come these two people, these two persons can please God?
摩西的身上有许许多多的事让我们钦佩。
A lot of things in Moses are we admire because of him.
如果我问你说摩西的身上哪一件事你最钦佩？
I will ask you in what thing in Moses do we admire of him?
我相信许多弟兄姊妹都有不同的答案。
Brothers and sisters have different kind of answers.
有的人觉得他的出生非常的特别。
Some may feel that his birth is very particular.
有的人觉得他的成长非常的特别。
Some may feel that his growth is very particular, interesting.
有的人觉得他在旷野的经历是非常的特别。
Some may feel that his experience in the wilderness is very interesting.
有的人觉得他在埃及王面前行十个神迹那是非常的特别。
Some may feel that the ten plagues that he has done in Egypt is very interesting.
或有的人觉得他在以色列出红海这件事情不太特别。
Or maybe some may feel that the crossing of the Red Sea led by Moses is very particular.
有的人觉得哎呀，在旷野里面忍受这些以色列人40年，这实在太特别了。
Some may feel that the troubles that he gained from the children of Israel in wilderness is very particular.
但是我个人觉得有一件事让我觉得最特别的。
But there is one thing that caused me to be awed upon.
就是摩西的死。
It's rather the death of Moses.
只有一个人是神亲手埋葬。
This is the only one person that is buried by God alone.
当神在摩西的年日到了以后，
when,
神就把他叫到一个山上。
When Moses reached his age, then God brought him to a mountain.
然后神就把迦南地指给他看。
Then God showed Moses the land of Canaan.
然后神就亲手把摩西埋葬在一个地叫做摩押。
Then personally, God buried Moses in the land of Moab.
摩押是什么意思？
What do you mean by Moab?
摩押这个字在原文的意思就是从父亲来的。
Literally, the meaning of Moab is from the father's.
Come from the father.
Come from the father.
所以神在这里不但亲手埋葬摩西，并且说摩西是从父亲来的。
Not only God personally buried Moses, rather he said Moses come from the Father.
又回到父亲那里去。
And he returned to the Father.
这实在让我们觉得，那就说出来神怎么样喜爱摩西。
This speaks of how God is well pleased with Moses.
在地上实在很少能够看到另外一个人这样得到神的喜爱。
On this earth today, we can hardly see such kind of person like Moses.
所以在新约的里面，当耶稣带领门徒到那个变化山上的时候
，So when Jesus led his disciples to the Mount of Transfiguration,
在那里有两个人跟主耶稣说话
，And there are two persons speaking with Moses with the Lord.
其中有一个就是摩西
，One is Moses.
他实在是在那里受了神的差遣
，He is really sent by God.
到那个变化的山上与主耶稣谈话。
To come to the Mount of Transfiguration to converse with the Lord.
这里你就看到那个父神对摩西是何等的喜爱。
You can see the Heavenly Father is really well pleased with Moses.
在圣经里面，神很少称赞人的。
And in the Bible, God hardly praises people.
但是神却称赞摩西的谦卑。
Rather, but God praises the humbleness of Moses.
到底摩西怎么样能够得到神的喜悦？
How come, how could Moses gain the pleasure of God?
我们就可以从刚才我们读的这节圣经里面看出来。
From the verse that we have read, we can find it out.
这节圣经里面，神说了一件事。
God spoke of one thing in this verse.
神说以色列的百姓应着景象。
Because of the children of Israel,
他说你要由着我，我要把他们除掉。
The Lord said he will eliminate the children of Israel from the face of the earth.
使你的后裔成为大国。
And that your seed will become a great nation.
换一句话说，神要把以色列人废掉，然后让摩西的后裔成为大国。
The Lord will eliminate the children of Israel and let the seed of Moses to become a great nation.
弟兄姊妹，你如果听到神这样的话，你的反应是什么？
If you heard the word of God, what is your reaction?
有一天主对你说了这样的话。
If one day the Lord spoke to you such word.
他说扣扣这些弟兄姊妹啊，都是应着景象。
Take away all the saints in Kokoro.
他们呢都不能达到我的心意。
Because he cannot really fulfill my purpose.
但是呢，我要拣选你的后裔成为大国。
I will let your seed to become a great nation.
弟兄姊妹，你说什么话？
What will be your response?
主说了这样的话。
If the Lord said such thing,
你说什么话？
What is your response, sister?
就感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主啊，实在谢谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
虽然我是很不配。
Even though I'm unworthy.
但你把这么大的恩典给我。
But you give such grace to me.
你会不会这样说呢？
Would you say that?
可能，对不对？
Maybe.
因为你不知道你该说什么。
Because you don't know what to say.
主要把其他的弟兄姊妹废掉，要立你的后裔为大国。
You will eliminate all the brothers and sisters and cause your seed to become a great nation.
但是我们都知道摩西说了什么话。
But we know what did Moses say.
为什么摩西会说出这样的话
？How could Moses say such words?
一个很重要的一个原因就是摩西看一件事情乃是从神的那个角度来看。
He saw one thing in the point of view of God.
这一件事情是我们今天要来学习的。
We need to learn such things.
他看一件事情是从神的角度来看。
Rather, he see one thing from the point of view of God.
所以虽然神说这些百姓是逆着景象的。
Even though he said these people are rebellious.
那摩西说什么呢？
What did Moses say?
摩西说这些人是你自己大用大能大力从埃及领出来的。
Moses said that you use great strength bring these people out of Egypt.
这是件宝贵的事情。
This is such a precious thing.
我们今天看弟兄姊妹是用什么角度来看
？So, what angle do we see the brothers and sisters today?
我们是觉得这些人不配得到神这么大的恩典呢
？Do we feel that these saints are unworthy to gain such great grace from God?
或者你看这个弟兄姊妹乃是觉得他们是神宝血所买出的。
Or rather we see that these saints are bought by the precious blood of God, Christ.
我们今天所站的一个地位是何等的宝贵。
Today the position which we are standing is very precious.
我们是神所领出来的。
We are led by God.
我们是神所买赎回来的。
We are purchased by God.
我们的仇敌会来到我们面前控告我们。
The enemy will come and accuse us.
他说你这个是基督徒啊但是你怎么还做这样呢
You Christian, how could you do such thing?
你是神所买出回来的但是你怎么这么软弱呢
You are purchased by God, how come you are so weak?
我们常常自己心里都会自己对这样说
Many times we say such thing to ourselves.
我们常常觉得我这个人怎么这样这样的不像
We feel that we such person are really not according to standard.
这些话语这些思想这些意念都是仇敌给我们。
These words, this thinking came from the enemy.
我们今天所要有的一个思想乃是我是神宝血所买赎回来的。
The one thought we should have is that we are purchased by the precious blood of Christ.
我是神大能的手从埃及地领出来的。
We are led by God out of Egypt.
我们不否认我们的软弱。
We do not deny our weaknesses.
我们不否认我们的污秽。
We do not deny our uncleanness.
我们不否认我们的失败。
We do not deny our failures.
但是我们更不能否认神的宝血。
Yet we do not deny the precious blood.
虽然我是这样的软弱。
Even though I'm so weak.
但是我还是相信神的宝血有功效。
Yet I believe the effectiveness of precious blood.
虽然我是这样的不配。
Even though I'm such an unworthy person.
但是神的大能的手把我从埃及领出来的。
But with his great hand, he led me out of Egypt.
这是我们对我们自己应该有的看法。
This should be the look.That we see on ourselves.
这是我们对弟兄姊妹应该有的看法。
This should also be the look which we look upon the same.
无论一个弟兄是多么的软弱。
Even though how weak the one person is.
无论一个姊妹是多么的软弱。
Even though how weak a sister is.
我们里面却是爱他。
We should love him, love them.
因为他是神的宝血所买赎回来的。
Because he is purchased by the precious blood of Christ.
我们知道那个宝血是何等的宝贵。
We know that the blood is so precious.
因着那个宝血的缘故，我们就爱这弟兄。
Because of the blood, we love this brother.
如果我们没有这样的认识
，without this knowing,
我们里面真的不能够有真正爱弟兄的心。
Without this knowing, we really cannot love the saints.
因为我们的弟兄有一百件事情可以让我们不爱他的。
Because there are a lot of things that cause us not to love this brother.
我们的弟兄有很多的方面让我们觉得我们不能爱的。
There are a lot of angles cause us to hate this brother.
只有当我们看见他也是宝血所买赎回来的。
But when we see that he is purchased by the precious blood of Christ,
我也是宝血所买赎回来的。
I'm also purchased by the precious blood.
我们都是神用大能的手把从埃及里面把我们救出来的。
Every one of us has been led out by God out of Egypt.
这是我们的地位。
This is our position today.
这是我们所站的地位。
This is the position which we stand today.
只有站在这个地位上面，我们可以彼此的相爱。
By standing on this position, can we love one another?
这是摩西祷告的第一个重点。
This is one of the main points of Moses' prayer.
这些百姓虽然是逆着景象。
Even though these people rebel.
他们是你自己所带领出来的。
Yet this group of people have been led by you.
是你自己领他们出来的。
You lead them personally.
不要让那个埃及人说这样的话。
You should not cause the Egyptians, the words of the Egyptians.
他们的神把他们从埃及出来，不过是要在旷野把他们杀掉。
You should not cause them to let the Egyptians say that you bring these people out in order to slay them in the mountains.
弟兄姊妹，难道神不知道这件事吗？
God know these things?
难道神不知道这些百姓是他带领出来的吗？
Does God doesn't know that these people are led by him?
当然神是非常的清楚。
God knows, he's very clear.
但是摩西就把神心里面深处的意念说出来了。
But Moses expressed the inward thoughts of God.
当摩西说这样的话，实在是说到神的心的最深处。
When Moses said such thing, he speaks towards the heart of God.
就是这样，因为这样的缘故，神是这样的喜爱的摩西。
Because of this reason, God was so pleased with Moses.
因为摩西所说的话乃是神心深处里面的话。
Because what Moses said are the words that is of the inward thoughts of God.
摩西又说了。
Moses said again.
摩西说，你对你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各是这样的应许的。
You promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你应许他们要把产业赐给他们。
You promised them that you will give them an inheritance.
你今天如果把以色列人除掉的话，
If you eliminate the children of Israel,
你就不能够实现你自己所应许的话。
Then you cannot fulfill your word.
难道神不知道这件事吗？
Does God doesn't know these words?
难道神不记得他对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所说的话吗？
Did God forget his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
神当然是非常的知道。
God knows.
但是地上有一个人把神心里面最深处的那个话说出来了。
But there is a person on earth today that speaks of the inward thoughts of God.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
他不能够背负自己。
He cannot deny himself.
摩西知道这件事。
Moses knows such thing.
摩西认识这件事。
Moses knows this thing.
摩西把这件事说出来。
And Moses speak of this thing.
让神的心非常的满足。
Cause God's heart to be well pleased.
所以这是神喜爱摩西的最大的原因。
And this is one of the main reasons why God is pleased with Moses.
因为摩西是一个知道神心意的人。
Because Moses is a person who knows the will of God.
我们是不是这样的一个人？
Are we such a person?
我们是不是一个认识神心意的人？
Are we such a person who knows the will of God?
我们是不是常常知道神是信实的人？
Are we a person who knows the faithfulness of God?
所以我们的行为是不是能够证明我们相信神是信实？
Does our ways really prove that God is faithful?
我们可以说我相信神是信实的。
I can say that God is faithful.
但是我的行为却不能够证明说我的相信。
But my ways cannot prove that God is faithful.
我们需要在我们这个人生活里面来向世人证明我相信神是信。
In my living today, we need to prove to the Gentiles that God is faithful.
这是摩西所说的话。
This is what Moses said.
我们再看大卫。
Let's come to David.
大卫在诗篇在旧约里面也是一个非常特别的人物。
David is a person, a very special person in the Old Testament.
同样的，如果我问弟兄姊妹，大卫的身上哪一件事情你最佩服？
I will ask you, brothers and sisters, what are the one of the things that cause you to be interested with David?
有的人觉得他年轻的时候一个人可以把一个狮子打死。
We may say that because in his youth he can kill a lion.
他年轻的时候把那哥利亚打死。
In his youth he can kill Goliath.
当他长大了以后，他率领以色列人一下可以打死一千千一万万。
When he was grown up, then he led the children of Israel to defeat the enemy.
有的人说大卫写出非常美丽的诗篇。
Some may say he's interested because of the Psalms of David.
什么事情让大卫让我觉得大卫很特别？
What are the things that caused David to be interesting?
有一件事我认为最特别。
I feel there is one thing that caused me to be interested.
就是在五旬节的时候，当彼得出来传道的时候。
When on the day of Pentecost, when Peter came out to preach the gospel.
那是头一篇福音的信息。
There's the first gospel message.
在那篇福音的信息里面。
On that gospel message.
那个彼得。讲了好多大卫讲的话。
Peter spoke a lot of words of David.
大卫是那么久的一个人呢、啊。
David is a person in ancient time.
为什么大卫讲的话可以成为头一篇福音信息里面的信息呢？
How come the words of David can become the words of the first gospel in the New Testament?
这实在是件很奇妙的事。
It's a very marvelous thing.
你又读主耶稣讲的话。
Yeah, you have, Yeah, read the words of the Lord.
主耶稣也有引用大卫的话。
The Lord also used the words of David.
事实上，我们读到大卫所写的诗篇，好多的话都是讲到主耶稣的。
In reality, the Psalms of David spoke a lot of things concerning the Lord Jesus.
所以大卫这个人有一个特别的地方。
So David has a special portion.
他所说的话
，His words，
乃是跟神的永恒的那个目的有关系的。
His words are in connection with the purpose of God.
我们看到在撒母耳记上这里呢，他又说了一些非常特别的话。
In the first Samuel, he spoke some particular words.
刚才我们读了圣经，我们知道那个环境是什么样。
We see the situation when we read the verses.
就是有一个人叫哥利亚。
There is a person named Goliath.
这个人来到以色列的面前，对他们发出一个挑战。
This Goliath challenged the children of Israel.
他对他们发出什么样的挑战
？What kind of challenge did Goliath challenge the children of Israel?
他说：“你们不是扫罗的仆人吗
？”Are you not the servants of Saul?
我不是非利士人吗
？I'm not. Am I not a Philistine?
你们选一个人出来与我征战。
Choose a man among you to battle with me.
这是一个头一个挑战。
This is the first challenge.
今天我们的仇敌也常常对我们做出这样的挑战。
Today the enemy always challenges us.
你不是神的儿女吗
？Are you not the children of God?
你不是已经得到永远的生命了吗
？Have you already gotten the eternal life?
你不是认识神的丰富吗
？Have you already gained the spiritual blessings of God?
但是为什么你还这样
？How come you are still?In this way.
有没有听过这样的声音
？Have you heard such voice inside of us?
常常有这样的声音。
Many times we have.
你不是怎么样怎么样吗
？Aren't you this and that?
神岂不是这样说的吗
？Isn't it God said this and that?
但是为什么还这样
？How come you are in such a pitiful condition?
每一天，我们的仇敌对我们这样的挑战。
Every day, the enemy always challenges us.
他又说了。
He again said.
他说：“你出来跟我打仗。
”Come battle with me.
你赢的话，我做你的仆人。
If you win, I'll be your servant.
如果我赢的话，你做我的仆人；你赢的话，我做你的仆人。
If I win, then you be my servant.
这是我们仇敌所要做的一件事。
This is the one thing that the enemy will do.
他要我们做他的仆人。
He wants us to be his servant.
他要来辖制我们。
He wants to control us.
他常常在我们的面前向我们挑战。
He always challenges us.
如果你能赢我的话，你出来跟我征战。
If you win, then come and battle with me.
弟兄姊妹，当仇敌这样来向你挑战的时候
，If the enemy come and challenge you,
你说什么
？What did you say? What will you say?
当以色列人好多好多以色列人在那个时候听到这样的话
，When the Israelites heard such word from Goliath,
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
他们就惊惶
，They're all afraid.
扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人的这些话，就惊惶，极其害怕。
Saul and the children of Israel were so afraid upon hearing the words of Goliath.
如果那天你也在那里
if on that day you are there,
假设你在那里
if you are there on that day,
你也听到这样的话
you've heard such word from Goliath,
那你说什么
What will you say?
你是跟以色列人跟扫罗一样惊惶害怕呢
Are you the same with Saul and children of Israel so afraid?
如果你不害怕的话那你要说什么
If you are not afraid, what will you say?
我们看大卫说什么
We see what did David say?
大卫在26节里面说了一句话
Verse 26, David said,
大卫说
David said,
有人杀这非利士人除掉以色列人的耻辱
What shall be done for the man that who killed these Philistines and taketh away the reproach from Israel?
下面一句我们来注意它
Let's pay attention to the last portion
这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵
For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
大卫是一个年轻人
David is a youth Young man.
他甚至不是一个成年人。
He's not a grown man.
这里有好多好多成年的军人。
There are a lot of grown men in their army.
他们在那里惊惶害怕。
Every one of them trembled and is afraid.
他们看这个哥利亚是一个巨人。
Because he said this Goliath is a giant.
按照圣经上的这个讲法，这个、哥利亚有九尺这么高。
According to the description in the Bible, Goliath is 6 cubits feet.
最高的NBA 的 player 没有超过那个八尺。
The tallest NBA player does not exceed 8 feet.
所以那个人是九尺。
This Goliath is 9 feet.
按照圣经里面的讲法，这个人身上所穿的盔甲，有125磅。
The coat of mail that he wears is about 125 pounds.
今天我们很多姊妹没有超过125磅。
Sisters today doesn't exceed 125 pounds.
他身上的衣服比你这个人还要重。
The clothing that Goliath wears exceeds your weight.
他那个枪的那个头啊。
the head of the spear.
就是那个枪上那一块铁啊。
The head of the spear.
就有15磅。
It's about 15 pounds.
不要说那个枪头我们拿起来都很重。
Not to say that the head of the spear is so heavy.
但是大卫这个人好像有点奇怪。
But it's so particular with David.
他没有说这个人九尺。
He didn't say that this man is 9 feet high.
他没有说这个人125磅。
He doesn't say that this man is 125 pounds.
他也没有提到他的枪。
He doesn't mention concerning his spear.
他看见一个事实。
Rather, he see one fact.
这个人是没有受割礼的
非
人。
He see that this is an uncircumcised Philistine.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是看见这个事实？
Have you seen such a fact?
这个人不过是一个没有受割礼的非利士人。
This man is an uncircumcised Philistine.
那一件事情就是他失败的原因。
This one thing is the main reason of his defeat.
这个人不可能得胜。
This man can never won the victory.
因为他是一个没有受割礼的非利士人。
Because he's an uncircumcised Philistine.
我们实在需要主打开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord really open our eyes.
当仇敌对我们挑战的时候。
When the enemy tried to challenge us.
我们要看见他在十字架上已经失败了。
We should see that the enemy is already defeated on the cross.
最近在生活里面我经历这样一件事。
I experienced such thing in my daily living.
今年四月的时候我买了很多小小的那个小树。
A few months I bought a lot.
April
I bought a lot of
shrub.
Yeah.
但是呢结果整个夏天过去了我都没有把它种下去。
But when the fall already passed, I never planted it again.
结果秋天来了我觉得应该把它种下去。
So when spring came, I feel that I need to plant autumn, I need to plant it again.
要不然的话到冬天的话就过不去了。
When the winter comes, the plants will surely die.
所以呢我就开始看看我的院子里面哪一些长得不好的我要把它拔掉。
So I went to my garden and see what kind of plants that is not good, I will try to pluck it out.
就我就从前院做起了。
So I try to do it beginning from the front yard.
如果做不完的话，那后院就不做。
If I cannot finish it, then I won't do the thing in my backyard.
那我就开始把一些不太好的，我要把它挖起来。
I try to pluck out all the ungodly plants.
就有一些只有这么矮的一些小树啊。
There are a lot of plants that are so small.
我就很难把它拔起来。
It's so hard to pluck them out.
因为它有很多的根长在下面。
Because there are a lot of roots.
特别是有一些它旁边附近有比较大的树。
Especially those who are beside higher plants.
因为它的根呢跟那个大树的根就搅在一起。
Because the plants of the smaller plants is interconnected with the bigger plants.
所以弄完前面以后呢我就觉得哎呀这件事情比我想的还难一点。
So I feel that it's really hard.
但是我那天实在觉得我应该把它做完。
But I feel that day that I should really finish this job.
结果我就到后院去了。
So I went to the backyard.
我后面有一棵呢大概是这么高的。
There is a plant this big.
是一个蛮大的。
It's real big.
那棵树呢是两年以前那个 freeze 来的时候呢它有点不行了。
Two years ago, winter freeze.
所以那棵树呢那个时候呢没有完全的死掉。
This tree doesn't die on the winter time.
没有完全的死。Not completely.
Did not die completely.
所以呢，我想留在那里，或许啊，它还会活起来。
So I left it there in order, hoping that it will live again.
所以今年我想把它拿起来好了。
So this year I feel that I need to pluck it out.
因为有了那个前面的经验呢，所以我心里面觉得啊，这棵树恐怕很难。
With the experience, then I feel that this tree is really a real hard job.
因为这么小一棵树，我就花了很大的力气。
With this small tree, I already spent a lot of effort.
这一棵树是很大的。
But this big plant is this big.
所以在我开始要铲低铲的时候，我用了好大力气。
But I tried to use my shovel and to pluck it out.
没有想到我那个铲子下去哦，一点阻力都没有，整个铲子下到里面去了。
Rather with just one stroke, then I pulled the whole thing.
No, no, no. There's no resistance.
There is no resistance.
The entire shovel was into the ground.
Without any resistance, the entire shovel was in the ground.
然后我就发现一件事情呢，我就
Then I discovered one thing.
每一个铲子都是非常容易就下去了。
All of the plants.
Every
shovel.
Every try.
Every try.
It's so easy.
It's so easy.
那我把这个整个 plan 呢就拿起来。
So I pull out the whole plan.
我发现一件事。
I discover one thing.
这一棵树已经没有根。
The whole tree doesn't have any root anymore.
已经没有根了。
There is no more root.
虽然它的表面是好像很难的。
Outwardly it seems so hard.
但是因为它没有根的缘故，是非常容易就把它拿起来。
But because there is no root, so it's so easy for me to pluck it out.
结果到旁边还有一棵同样的树。
So there is the same tree in beside the tree.
我就用手就把它全部拿起来。
With my own hand, I pluck the whole thing out.
这是我们的敌人。
This is our enemy.
我们的敌人从外面看起来是非常的凶狠的。
Outwardly, the enemy is so fierce.
是像哥利亚一样的。
It's like Goliath.
但是我们要认识一件事。
But we should know one thing.
他是未受割礼的。
He's an uncircumcised.
他是非利士人。
He's a Philistine.
他已经失败了。
He's already defeated.
在十字架上，神已经把他完全神已经完全得胜了。
On the cross, God has already won the complete victory.
所以今天我们只要去拿，就可以把他拿起来。
Today we just can only pluck him out.
我们要认识我们敌人的地位是什么。
We should see the position in which our enemy is standing today.
不要让他常常在我们的面前向我们挑战。
We should not let him keep on challenging us.
我们要起来把他击败。
Rather we should rise up and defeat him.
第二呢
？Secondly，
大卫这句话里面说到，他说我们。
Who do you think you are today?
有一些人说我是神的儿女。
Some will say I'm the children of God.
这是一点都不错的。
Yes, it's not wrong.
我们的确是神的儿女。
Yes, we truly are the children of God.
有的人说我不但是神的儿女，我还是祭司啊。
I feel I'm not like
not only
the children of God. I'm a priest.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们是有君尊的祭司。
Because the Bible says we are the priest, royal priest.
但是你有没有看见
？Have you seen?
我们是神的军队。
We are the armies of the living God.
很多的人知道我们是神的儿女。
A lot of people knows that we are the children of God.
但是不是很多的人看见我们是祭司。
But some have not seen that we are royal priests.
是什么是祭司呢
？What do you mean by priest?
祭司乃是让人与神和好的。
Priests are reconciled with God.
今天我们在地上就是要做祭司。
Today on earth today we should be the royal priest.
我们乃是要让人跟神来和好。
We should cause people to be reconciled with God.
在你的生活里面，你有没有活像一个祭司
？In your daily living, do you live like a royal priest?
我们单单是活得像神的儿女还不够的。
Not to live only as children of God is not enough.
我们需要活出那祭司的样子。
We need to live like a royal priest.
不但如此。
Not only that.
我们要成为耶和华的军队。
We should be the armies of the living God.
在神的儿女的当中，儿女很多很多。
In the midst of the children of God, the children are so many.
祭司就很少了。
But the priests are so few.
要找祭司就不容易了。
To find the priest is so hard.
但是要来找神的军队就更难了。
But to find the armies of the living God is harder thing.
今天要来胜过仇敌。
Today we want to win over the enemy.
我们需要有人出来做神的军队。
We need people to come out to become the armies of the living God.
什么叫做神的军队呢
？What do you mean by armies of the living God?
什么样叫做活得像神的军队呢
？What do you mean to live like the armies of the living God?
有两个特性。
There are two characteristics.
就当做军人有两个特性。
There are two characteristics to be an army.
头一个特性是帐篷的特性。
The first characteristic is
tent.
Tent.
一个做军人的人，他的生活不是一个固定的一个生活。
To be an army, his living is not permanent.
他常常要换地方的。
He always needs to change from one place to another.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
Like Abraham.
亚伯拉罕在地上的生活就是一个常常迁移的生活。
The life of Abraham is a life that keep on changing places.
所以他只能住在帐篷里面。
He can only live in tents.
我不是说今天我们每一个人都要去住在那个帐篷的里面。
I don't mean that today you should live in tents.
这个乃是指的属灵里面的意思。
Rather, it speak of spiritual thing.
我们在属灵的里面是不是非常的安逸呢
？In our spiritual life, are we so satisfied?
像那些以色列人一样。
Like the children of Israel,
他们到了约旦河的时候
when they come to the river Jordan,
他们看到约旦河东那个地非常的好
they see that beyond the Jordan, the land is so good.
所以他们说我们不要过去了
They said that we need not go over the River Jordan.
这个约旦河都非常的好。
Because beside the River Jordan is so good.
我们就住在这里。
We should live in here, live here.
弟兄姊妹，在属灵的里面，我们是不是有这样的光景？
In our spiritual life, are we the same?
你是不是已经非常满意你的属灵的情形？
Are you satisfied with your spiritual life?
我就这样就好了。
I in this kind of situation, I'm satisfied.
我只要我有那个读经的聚会。
Having the Bible study meeting.
所以每个礼拜我可以来这里听听弟兄姊妹的交通。
Every week I can come and listen to the fellowship of the saints.
主日的时候我还有一个主日的聚会。
Every Lord's Day there is a Lord's Day meeting.
在这里有很好的薄饼。
Here we have a very good Lord's table.
在这里有一个主日学。
There is a Bible class.
然后还有一个信息的聚会。
And there is also a message meeting.
这样很好。
There is very good.
我就这样好了。
Then I'm satisfied with this.
这是不是一个我们今天应当有的光景？
Is this our situation today?
主没有要让我们在属灵的里面停留下来。
In our spiritual life, the Lord doesn't want us to stay stagnant.
主要我们在属灵的里面好像住在一个帐篷的里面。
In the spiritual life, the Lord wants us to live in tents.
当主要我们往前去的时候我们就往前去。
When the Lord wants us to go forward, we should go forward.
当主要我们去占领未得之地的时候我们就去了。
When the Lord wants us to possess the land, we should go and possess the land.
主在我们当中要来呼召这样的人。
The Lord in the midst of us is calling such people.
呼召那个做儿女的出来做祭司。
To call out from the children of God to become the priests of God.
呼召那个做祭司的出来做军人。
From the priests of God to call out to become the armies of God.
好让当神往前去的时候有人可以跟上前去。
When the Lord goes forward, some people can follow after him.
第二军人的特点就是简单。
The second characteristic is to be simple.
当一个军人要走路的时候
，When the armies are going on forward，
当他身上所有需要的东西他都能够扛在肩上，他就走了。
He can put on all the things he needed upon his shoulder。
所有他需要的东西都已经在他的身上。
All the thing he needs is upon his shoulder。
他不需要别的东西了。
He doesn't need anything anymore。
所以他什么时候要走就可以往前。
Anytime he needs to go, he goes。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果今天把你所需要的东西都放在你的肩上，你还能不能走路呢
？If you can put all your necessity upon your shoulder, can you still walk？
你能不能够站得起来呢
？Can you still stand up？
如果能够站得起来，已经很不错了。
If you still can stand up, it's already good。
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活已经很不简单。
It's our life is not very simple。
如果我给你一张纸
，If I give you a piece of paper。
我让你写下来你生活里面所需要的东西。
And try to list down all the things you need in your daily life.
一张纸够不够？
Is that piece of paper enough?
可能还不够啊。
Maybe it's not enough.
弟兄姊妹，一个军人他的生活是简单。
Brothers and sisters, as an army, as a soldier, our life should be simple.
我们一个人要做军人的话，我们需要能够过一个简单的生活。
To be a soldier, we need to have a simple life.
所以我想二十寸的电视带背不动。
So 20-inch TV is not enough. We cannot carry a 20-inch TV.
那一件事情我们就带不走了。
We cannot bring this thing with us.
那个立体的那个收音机也很难的。
The stereo is also too heavy for us.
特别是有那两个大 speaker 的那个。
Especially with two big speakers.
这两样东西我们都带不走了。
These two things we cannot bring it with us.
我们需要学习过一个简单的生活。
We need to have a simple life.
你想一个小孩子的生活应该很简单，对不对？
A life of a child is so simple, isn't it?
我看那个孩子呢，他就有一些事情不可缺少的。
But there are something that the child needs very much.
那个下午有一个 TV 的 program 叫Barney， 那个小孩子不能缺少的。
There is a TV program in the afternoon which is called Barney.
我儿子没有办法过生活没有 Barney.
My child cannot go on living without Barney.
那个 Barney 呢是生活上必须要的东西。
This Barney is the thing which cannot be a lack.
所以我觉得虽然是那么小的小孩子啊，他的生活里面也不太简单了。
But in the life of a child, his life is not very simple anymore.
我们那天我们要出去买东西。
One day we will go out and buy something.
那我儿子说，我来不来得及回来看 Wheel of Fortune.
My son said, is it, can I caught up with the time upon seeing the Wheel of Fortune?
他为着要看这个 Wheel of Fortune， 他可以不出去买东西。
Because of the Wheel of Fortune, he can forsake of going out to buy things.
所以我看他这个生活已经有点可怜了。
I feel his life is miserable.
虽然这么年轻啊，这个生活已经很可怜了。
Even though so young, his life is so miserable.
一个 Barney， 一个 Wheel of Fortune， 他的整个下午就不能动了嘛。
With a Barney and with a Wheel of Fortune, the whole afternoon he cannot move anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你我也是这样。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are the same.
在你的生活里面有没有 Barney?
In your life, is there a Barney?
你一定要有的。
There is.
没有的话，你觉得很难过的。
Without this Barney, you cannot live.
弟兄姊妹，这不是军人啊。
This is not a soldier.
你这样的光景就不能成为永生神的军队。
In such a situation, you can never be a soldier, an army of the living God.
所以神要我们要呼召我们做永生神的军队，头一件事情就要请你把那个list拿出来。
So, in order to become an army of the living God, the Lord wants us to bring out the list.
然后让我们来看看这 list 上的东西有哪一样我可以不需要。
And there are things where we listed, we should see that we do not need such thing.
我们需要来学习这一件事情。
We need to learn such thing.
不然我们也不能够过那个帐篷的生活。
In order that we can live a life of a tent.
这是一个末了的时代，弟兄姊妹。
This is the last age.
所以在末了的时候，仇敌知道他的日子已经很近了。
In the last age, the enemy knows his time is short.
所以他需要用他的方法来夺去我们所要得到的东西。
The enemy wants to gain the things we need to gain.
他要来防止我们来得到神要给我们的东西。
He wants to obstruct us to in order that we cannot gain the things of God.
所以他用各样的方法。
He used all kinds of methods.
他用罪恶。
He used sin.
他用这个世界。
He used the world.
他用这个疾病。
He used sickness.
他用这个死亡。
He used death.
他来恐吓我们。
He tried to control us.
像这个哥利亚一样。
Like Goliath.
但是我们在他的面前。
But we in his presence,
我们需要有几个认识。
We should know one thing.
A few things.
A few things.
头一件事我们需要认识的。
The first thing we need to learn.
我们是神所买赎回来的。
I'm purchased by the precious blood of Christ.
我们是神用大能的手从埃及里面领出来的。
I have been led by God out of Egypt.
所以仇敌在我们身上没有权利。
So the enemy has no power in me.
第二。
Secondly.
我们要认识我们的身份。
We need to know our position today.
我们不但是神的儿女。
Not only we are the children of God.
神还叫我们做祭司。
The Lord wants us to become priest.
神不但叫我们做祭司，
not only to become priest,
呼召我们出来做永生神的军队，
but also call us to become the armies of the living God.
因为这个缘故，
because of this reason,
这个仇敌不能够来咒骂永生神的军队。
The enemy cannot challenge or criticize the armies of the living God.
大卫说，这个没有受割礼的非利士人。他怎么可以来咒骂永生神的军队呢？
David said, How come this uncircumcised Philistine can he defy the armies of the living God?
因为我们是神的军队，所以仇敌不能够来辱骂我们。
Because we are the armies of the living God, the enemy cannot defy the armies of the living God.
我们要看见仇敌的身份。
We should see the position of the enemy.
仇敌所站的根基乃是一个失败的根基。
The position in which the enemy is standing is a defeated position.
今天神给我们的应许是这样。
This is the promise God has given us.
要我们去胜过他。
That we should all over them.
要我们去得着。
That we should gain and inherit.
我们不要为被那个表面的情形所欺骗。
We should not be fooled by the outward situation.
表面的情形让我们觉得很害怕。
The outward situation causes us to be afraid.
但是在里面的情形他已经完全失败了。
But the inward situation is already defeated.
让我们被神的话所鼓舞。
May we be encouraged by the word of God.
让我们起来做军队。
We come to rise up and become the armies.
让我们过一个帐篷的生活。
And live a tent life.
让我们学习过一个简单的生活。
Learn to live a simple life.
我们在这个美国的这个国家的里面，我们特别需要来学习这件事。
In America, we need to learn such a lesson.
因为我们的生活太不简单了。
Because our life is so complicated.
所以我们需要在主的面前来慢慢的学习这件事。
So gradually we need to learn this before the Lord.
一件一件的事来学习。
Gradually learn it one by one.
怎么样来过简单的生活？
How can we live a simple life?
当我们的生活简单了以后，
When our life becomes simple,
我们就发现一件事。
Then we discover one thing.
神的丰富就更多的在我们的身上。
The spiritual blessing of God is upon us.
慢慢的，你就会发现。
Gradually we discover.
我怎么可以活在从前那个光景的里面呢
？How can we live in the situation before?
或者你会这样的认识。
If we have such kind of a knowledge.
难怪我以前的光景是这样。
Then we see that how come my situation before is like this?
我们读天路历程的时候，常常有一些漫画的天路历程，让我们看见那个走天路的人。Pilgrims.
When we see the pilgrims' progress,
yeah. 在那里面呢，我们常常看到这个走天路的那个天路客。
We see the pilgrims' progress. We see a lot of.
The pilgrim.
We see the pilgrim.
Called Christian.
Called Christian.
他刚开始走这天路的时候，他身上有好多好多的东西。
When he started to walk the heavenly way, there is a lot of things upon him.
我们不能够这样的去走天路。
We and in what with this we cannot walk the heavenly way.
因为这条路是很窄的。
Because this way is so narrow.
如果身上太多的东西是很累赘的。
If we bring a lot of things, it's so hard.
我们需要把那个多余的东西放下来。
We need to put off all the excess.
要不然我们没有办法走这条路。
Without this, we cannot walk the heavenly way.
所以主今天也让我们这样的学习。
So today the Lord wants us to learn this lesson.
主没有要我们过一个贫穷的生活。
The Lord doesn't want us to live a poor life.
主没有要我们过一个缺乏的生活。
The Lord doesn't want us to live a life that is so lucky.
但主却要我们过一个简单的生活。
But what God wants us to live is to live a simple life.
盼望主实在在我们当中里面给我们这样一个看见。
May the Lord really have give us such kind of a thing.
让我们都起来过简单的生活。
That we may rise up and live a simple life.
当我们过简单的生活的时候，我们就觉得就发现我们有时间来为主。
Then when we rise up and have a simple life, then we find out we have a lot of time to see the spiritual blessing.
那我们就有这个力量成为永生神的军队。
Then we have the strength to become the armies of the living God.
这一句话能够在我们的心里面。
May these words be upon us.
常常来提醒我们。
And always encourage us and remind us.
常常来呼召我们。
And always call us.
当我们在生活里面的时候，这一句话就帮助我们离开我们现在的光景。
And through this word that we can try to depart from the former living we have.
让我们的生活像一个军人的生活。
May our life become like a soldier.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.